irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip. I listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Tonight, we have a great show. Sorry for the little interruption of a delay, but we're going to fix that. I'm always with the music, right? Nonetheless, happy Father's Day to everyone out there who's a father, the energy of a father, and also to all of our fathers who are not here. Thank you. Thank you all so much for just being with our mothers. Because here we are. Well, we've got a fun night tonight because Jackie Collins is joining us in just a minute. The new book, The Santangelos, is out now. It is sex, power, revenge, death. It's the summer read of 2015. You're not going to want to put this book down. And let me tell you, Jackie went all out. Over 490 pages of a summer read. New York Times bestselling author Jackie Collins is here with us in just a moment. Later on in the show, Rolanda Watts. She's back on Max and Friends. And so is Hunter Cross, because we got to talk about hot topics. There's so many things going on in this world of ours. And you all have been tweeting me, blowing it up, and letting me know what's going on in your mind. Well, before we go any further, you know, Jackie Collins is one of the world's top-selling novelists, with over 500 million copies of her books sold in more than 40 countries and 30 New York Times bestsellers to her credit. She's known for giving her readers an unbelievable insider's knowledge of Hollywood and the glamorous lives and loves of the rich, famous, and infamous. So y'all know that how much I love Jackie Collins. We're going to talk about the book, The Santangelos, a novel just out now. We're going to talk about the Lucky Santangelo cookbook, which has amazing summer drinks and summer recipes. Plus, we're giving away a signed copy of Confessions of a Wild Child paperback. This is for the millennial readers, but it's really for all of them. If you're a Jackie Collins fan, all of her books are for you. This is great for the millennial read. So millennials, tweet me at Max Tucci and hashtag Jackie Collins, and we're going to send you out a copy of Confessions of a Wild Child. It's going to be a random pick, so y'all want to email me at Max Tucci, Max at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your lives. This is a great book, and the Jackie Collins, I'm telling you, the Santangelos, I couldn't put this book down. Jackie and I talked just before the show, and she was telling me, oh, you know, I was doing another interview, and they were going to read a couple chapters. That's what I started. And here I am finding myself on the airplane with the book, in South Beach with the book, in Connecticut with the book. And I'm almost done with it. And I'm taking it to Colorado this week. So this one book, I love it because it's an early reader's edition. I got this book a couple weeks ago and I have not been able to put it down. And I'm like almost at this end and it's riveting. And I said, no, I'm not going to finish it until I have Jackie Collins on. But before we get to Jackie, there's a song that I heard in an interview that if Lucky Santangelo were to have a song, this would be it on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Jackie Collins.
First I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never leave me without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so I'm back, born out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back tomorrow.
and friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If this is the first time you're joining us, welcome to the show. We're here every Sunday night just giving you pure love and entertainment because that's what we're good at. So we stick to what we're good at, and we stick to guests that not only we love but that you all love, because I've been getting tweets saying, when is Jackie Collins coming back on? And I said, I promise, when the book is out, the Santangelos, I'm having her here on Max and Friends. So welcome back, Jackie Collins, to Max and Friends.
Well, it is great to be here, Max. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I heard that that was Lucky Song, I Will Survive.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Every woman loves that song because it really, it gives you strength and power. And one of the things I try to do in my books is empower women. And Lucky empowers women. And it's great that she has a kind of theme song that goes with her.
She sure does. Well, Jackie Collins, what's your theme song?
Oh, my theme song is What's Going On.
What's going on? Well, if we next time you come out, we're going to have that here on Max and Friends.
Oh, okay.
But there is so much to talk about because you have been nonstop. You are like Superwoman right now. You've run this massive press tour for the book, The Santangelos. Where haven't you been in the last week?
Well, I've been more or less everywhere. The most fun show of all was doing Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live with two of the New York housewives. That was lovely. It was, he's just a great host, you know, and I had so much fun doing that. But, you know, when you have a book come out, it's like a baby. You want to give it a good start in life. So I want everybody to know that the Santangelos is out there, and I will be doing one book signing and one book signing only, and that's going to be at the Grove on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. So if you want to come and get a signed book, this will be great.
Wonderful. All right, so everyone, that's at the Grove this Wednesday night to go meet Jackie Collins and get the Santangelos, a novel signed. Jackie, the last time you were on Max and Friends, you told me you were writing this and you were getting it all together and you still do longhand. How did it feel to accomplish this book?
Oh, my gosh, it's such a long book, and it's such an epic saga about Lucky and her family, and somebody dies, and somebody is assassinated, and somebody is arrested for a murder they didn't commit, and then there's the Colombian drug lord, there's a sleazy L.A. club owner, and then there's the vindictive agent, there's a beautiful young girl who's trying to get her career back on track, and Lucky has to deal with everything, and of course, being Lucky Santangelo, she deals with it, because we all know what her motto is, and I'm not going to say the word, but it's
no, you
never,
can say it, Jackie. You can say it on Max
Never
and Friends.
Fuck with the Santangelo.
That's right. Never fuck with the Santangelos. That should be the next book.
Yes. Oh, I love that title. Yeah. That. Eventually, we'll be able to use that word in titles. But, you
Absolutely.
Know, I had a book called Poor Little Bitch Girl, and they wouldn't let me say it on ABC television.
Can you believe that? And now everyone is drinking wine in the morning, and they're saying bitch and this and that and all this
I
other
know.
Words.
I know. And this is only, you know, a couple of years ago. So things are moving at a very fast pace. And,
very fast.
I keep on writing. That's what I do. That's what I love to do. That's what I have a passion for. And like you said, I write in longhand, and it takes time and it takes a lot of thought. And it's organic for me because my characters take me on a trip. I sit down with a book, The Santangelos, and Lucky, a character, and I don't know what is going to happen or what is going to take place until my pen is in my hands and I'm writing the book and it's all taking place as I write.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, the Santangelos, I love this cover. It looks like you in one of these swimming pools in south of France.
It does. It's a great cover. It's a very summery cover. It's a fabulous swimming pool in a mansion, and there's this character in a swimming pool with this fabulous mass of black curly hair, and she's got a martini glass on one side of her and a gun on the other, and that's Lucky.
And that is Lucky. Well, you know, we've got to talk about Max since you're on Max and Friends. So Max is going through a lot in the Santangelos, a novel that's
just released. Yeah, Max is Lucky's teenage daughter, and she's just becoming the it girl model of Europe, sort of like a Cara Delevingne character. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, getting into trouble and not getting into trouble. I mean, those girls are like, you know, kind of a little bit crazy. So she is in Rome, and she's pining for her boyfriend, Billy Molina, the movie star. Mm-hmm. And she's not sure if he's ever going to come back into her life or not. And then a chance meeting happens, and you'll see what happens then. And she's having a great time.
You know, it's so much fun because it's so difficult because I don't want to say anything about the book because there's so – this book is filled with suspense, with action, with power, with sex, with revenge. I mean, this is like a whole TV series right here. So well, who would play Max? That's what I want to know right now with all these wonderful actresses. Because you started careers, Jackie Collins.
I know. Well, there's a lot of beautiful young actresses out there. But you know who's getting a lot of praise as an actress now is Cara Delevingne. Mm-hmm. And I think she would make a great Lucky. I think she would be terrific. I mean, little Lucky. I call Max little Lucky. So Max, she would make a great Max. And
a
for
great
Lucky,
Max.
I always saw Angelina Jolie. I think she would be fabulous Lucky.
Absolutely. And who would be Gino?
Gino. It would have to be maybe Al Pacino a few years ago.
How much fun. And, you know, there's great characters, as everyone knows. Everyone adores you. So it's tough to say, you know, Jackie Collins is coming on, because everyone knows everything about the Santangelos. But before we get back to the book, you have released your 32nd book.
Yes.
What is the feeling to say 32? And what does it mean to you, the number 32 now?
Well, it means that I have done a tremendously fabulous amount of work for a school dropout. As I said to the Queen of England, because last year I was lucky enough to get to be awarded in England the Order of the British Empire, an OBE, which is a great honor. And I went to the palace and I met the Queen, and the Queen said to me, "Oh, I understand you've written a lot of books." And I said, "Yeah, not bad for a school dropout, huh, ma'am?"
Isn't that fun?
And that was a real thrill. So, yeah, it's really a thrill for me. And I want to encourage people out there to, if they have a dream, to follow it, because that's what I did. I followed my dream. Because when I was thrown out of school and I said to my parents, "I want to be a writer," they said, "Forget about it. You know, you got to go to school. You got to go to college. You've got to get degrees. You can't be a writer." And I said to myself, "You know what? I can do anything I want to do." And that's my message to anybody out there who has a dream of something that they want to follow.
Absolutely. Now, recently, your sister Joan was with the Queen. Tell us what happened, because it was all over the social media pages.
Well, yeah, she became a dame, but she was presented with her damehood by Prince Charles. I got the Queen.
You got the Queen. There you go. You get all the Queens, Jackie Collins.
Oh, honey, I love the Queens, baby. They're my people.
Well, what's great here is that we're reading all these Facebook updates. And one woman writes here, Tanya, "Enjoyed it like there's no tomorrow." Melanie writes, "I bought it on Thursday afternoon. I was finished with Friday morning. Couldn't put it down." To hear all these fans just support you, you have 566 likes. You just posted the picture not too long ago. What does that mean to you, all these wonderful people who follow and adore you?
I tell you, my readers mean everything to me. In fact, the book is dedicated to them. They have been so loyal over the years. They love the character of Lucky. They always want me to bring her back. And what happens is, the Santangelos stands alone. If you haven't read a Lucky book, you don't need to read one to read the Santangelos. But what happens is, people read it and then they go, "Oh, I really want to find out more. I'm going to go back and read the earlier books." And they do that. But my fans are so great. They're so loyal. I have a place on my website where they can come and get personalized autographed pictures for free, which I sign, and they send me these great messages, and it's such a source of fabulous encouragement all the time.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Lucky, because what makes her so special to these readers? They adore her. They've become,
yes, they do.
She's become a living person, I think, in a lot of people's lives.
I think so, because I think she's a woman who can do anything she wants to do and does, and can say anything she wants to say and does, and she gets away with it. And most women would like to be that kind of woman. I would love to be Lucky in another life.
I think a lot of women would like to be Lucky in another life.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's why they love her. And she's strong and she's positive. You know, I'm so fed up with these books where women are treated badly. Lucky does not allow anybody to treat her badly. And
well,
that's
what
I love about her. She has strength.
She does have strength. And I want to talk about this, because there's a lot of stiff competition this summer with books. And we hear there's another 50 Shades book dropping. What does this mean to you, these 50 Shades?
It doesn't mean anything to me, because they're really old-fashioned. I mean, if you go back in time, you know, there was The Story of O, The Tropic of Cancer, the Emmanuel book, so it's nothing new.
Right.
And I don't want to have a heroine who is at a man's hand. You know, what I say is, my heroines kick ass, they don't get their ass kicked.
Thank you.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. You know, because you're such an encouraging writer, especially with Confessions of a Wild Child. I mean, this is what's going on in teenagers' lives. So it's just calling a thing a thing. I mean, I love how just raw and fresh you are. It is. It's really refreshing. But with the Santangelos, there's a lot of interesting characters. Now, who are they in real life? And did you really, did you have to change the names of those to hide their privacy?
I had to change the names of many characters because I am very close to the bone when it comes to writing characters. And there's this one particular agent who is very successful and is married, but he preys on young girls. He's always getting them to come up into his private office and do unspeakable things to him. And I wanted to really capture him. So it is somebody, but I had to change his name to protect the not so innocent.
The not so innocent.
Yes.
Now everyone is innocent in the Santangelo.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I love creating different characters. You know, towards the end of the book, which you are, you will meet Willow Prices, who's the young actress trying to get her career back. You'll meet her mother, and her mother is a hilarious character. I love writing these offbeat characters. And a sleazy journalist who wants to sell her story is another good character. And the Arnold Schwarzenegger type of movie star who moves in on this, you know, young actress, and he's like 40 years older than her.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Playgirl magazine says Jackie Collins tantalizes readers between the pages of her racy half a billion selling blockbusters. Playgirl magazine, you know, I just love that this is on the back of your book. Why did you choose this quote for your book?
I didn't. My publisher chose the quotes. They like to, you know, do something a little racy and stuff, and I would go for something more serious, but they like to do that. I try to keep as much control as I can. You know, I always consult on the cover, and I help design the cover, and then the picture, and then the size of the type, because it's a big book, and I don't want people to pick it up and feel intimidated. I want them to see that it's an easy read, mm-hmm. because I've always said, you know, I'm a storyteller. I'm not a literary writer, and I want people to have a comfortable time, a beach chair, lay back with a Jackie Collins drink, which Wolfgang Puck created for me, and enjoy it.
Absolutely. And what's fun about that drink, because people can go online and see that drink being made, isn't that correct?
Yes, I have a little video where I make it. I think I was totally drunk at the end of it. I have this very comprehensive website, JackieCollins.com, and there's a lot of videos on there. And they've got me making the meatballs for the Lucky Santangelo cookbook, and I'm making the Jackie Collins, which is this fabulous drink with raspberries and vodka and lemonade and vodka and ice and vodka.
And more vodka.
More vodka. And then I'm on Twitter. I'm Jackie J. Collins on Twitter. And then I'm on Instagram, and I posted the whole New York trip on Instagram. There's so many different pictures on there. It was really fun to do that. Everybody's going to me, oh, we know where you are now, because it was on Instagram. I'm Jackie J. Collins on Instagram, too.
Yeah, I love that you're so accessible, and I think that's what makes people just feel they love you. I'm getting tweets right now. Someone says, I love Jackie Collins. She's awesome. Who's her mentor? Ford asks. So who's your mentor?
Oh, well, you know, my late husband was my mentor. He was 20 years older than me, and he was the first person to encourage me to try and get a book published. And he was a fabulous man. He was incredible, father of two of my children. And he was my mentor. He was the one that said, you can do it. Just go ahead and finish it. You know, finish the first book, which was The World is Full of Married Men, which then got promptly banned in Australia.
How fitting.
Yes. And then somebody said to me on television, Barbara Cartland said to me on television, Miss Collins, you are responsible for all the perverts in England. And I said, thank you. All of them. Yeah. Didn't leave anybody out. I know. Oh. I know. It's crazy stuff.
How joyful. You know what? Well, people are paying attention, right? And it's better to be talked about than not talked about at all.
Yeah, exactly. And I want people to have fun with my books. I want them to relax and enjoy it. Because there's so many, you know, books about... I seem to find that most of the books coming out this summer are about women cheating on their husbands. And that's not a particularly great summer read.
That's not it, but this was is lust, revenge, power. And really, I mean, spend your summer. I love that the book says spend this summer with the Santangelos, because it's literally you're going to spend one day, because this is you can't put this down. And you've got the vengeful enemy, the drug addict Colombian, the drug addled Colombian.
Yes, and I've also got a king from a far off land who is intent on doing harm to Lucky and her family. Mm-hmm. And moves his entourage and his many wives into the hotel, and nobody knows why.
And you've got a sex-crazed Italian family, which I think that, where in Italy are they from?
Probably Sicily.
Definitely not Florence.
They're
definitely
probably
not Florence.
Sicilians, yeah.
But I love that you have here, Never Fuck with a Sant'Angelo. I think that should be the next title of the book. But speaking of books, and this is a book that will never be banned because it's really a great read for everybody, and I insist on bringing this. If someone's inviting me to their home, this is a great book to get, the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook, because we have a great recipe here. I make it often, Jackie, I have to tell you. And I think, yeah, I make it because my name is in it. The Max's Beaten Avocado Salad. I absolutely
adore
it.
That is
so good.
And
it's the perfect summer, right? It's the perfect summer salad.
Well, you know what I did in the Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook was not only did I do the all the recipes, but I had illustrations of Lucky, which I think are terrific. And then I wrote little original scenes. So scenes that I wrote in there are not from the books. They're original scenes of the family. And I think it's kind of fun, and I suggest music you might want to play and wine you might want to drink, and it's been a huge success, and it's one of those long-lasting things. It's not a book that comes out and is there and then goes away. The Lucky Sant'Angelo cookbook is something that stays.
Absolutely. And what's so great about it is it's so easy. I mean, you know, there's some cookbooks you buy and you have to have a cordon bleu certificate on the wall to understand it. This you can literally bring to anyone's house and anyone can cook from this. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, you have to try the Sant'Angelo salmon. That's my favorite recipe.
Done. I'm going to make that
The English roast potatoes.
I'm going to post it online. I think everyone who's listening tonight,
great,
get the cookbook, posting Jackie food porn. Wouldn't you love that? Now, you also have The Confessions of a Wild Child. That came out last year already. I can't believe how fast time flies.
Yeah, last year. Yeah.
But this is such a great book. It's for the millennials. Can we talk about it a little bit? Because I want to give away a signed copy tonight to our listeners.
Okay, here's the thing with The Confessions of a Wild Child. It's Lucky at 15 and how she becomes the woman she is today. And I think everybody knows that her father, Gino, marries her off when she's 16. And it shows the path to how that happened and why she accepts it and how she knows that she's going to lie in wait and take over the family business. And her brother Dario is featured in this book also, and he's gay. And she is very protective of him because she knows Gino will probably not accept having a gay son because he's that type of man. And so she protects Dario as much as she can. And she says to Gino, well, when I grow up, I'm taking over the family business. Mm-hmm. Dario is going to be an artist. And Gino says, no, you ain't. You're not doing that. You're going to have kids and you're going to get married, and that's what you're going to do. And she says, oh, no, I'm not. And so you see her emerge as, you know, what the woman is going to become. And I loved writing Confessions of a Wild Child. It was one of my favorite books to write.
I love the legend begins with that one, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And then you go on to read Chances and Lucky and Lady Boss and all the books.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, Jackie Collins is going to be Wednesday, June 24th at 7 p.m. at the Grove at Barnes & Noble. So there's only one book signing, so y'all don't want to miss it. Now, Jackie Collins, they're tweeting me right now. Tell Jackie I love Dangerous Kiss.
I loved writing Dangerous Kiss. And I thought it was a great title, too. It's so funny because all my books now are up on Kindle. And so a lot of people are going back and reading the older books. And I'm getting some great comments because they're all very relevant today. You know, there's another book called The Love Killers, which women are loving, and they're buying that. And it seems that week after week, one book will come into favor and sell tons of copies. And then the next week, it'll be another book.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of books, Jackie, what's the next book you're going to be writing?
Well, I'm writing my autobiography, finally.
Finally.
Reform School of Hollywood, and it starts off with somebody pushing a gun in my face, a Uzi, a masked man, and saying, don't move, bitch, or I'll blow your fucking head off. Ooh. And that actually happened to me in Beverly Hills, so I thought it would be a good start to the book. I know.
When did that happen to you?
About 15 years ago. But
oh, my
it was
gosh.
Still with me. It still lingers with me. But I was writing the Lucky miniseries at the time, and I was very much in Lucky mode. And I thought, you're not getting away with this. And so I managed to make a daring escape. And I really was lucky because he could have just pulled that trigger and blown me away.
Well, now, is this going to become this sounds like a wonderful Lifetime movie also.
Yeah, it could be a movie.
Who would play Jackie Collins?
Oh, back we go to Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
She's my favorite
actress.
And she's
going to be busy. She's going to be very busy with you this year.
She's my absolutely favorite actress. I think she's really sensational.
And you've also started a big actress's career, isn't that true?
Well, Sandra Bullock, Sandy, played Lucky's 19-year-old mother in my miniseries of Lucky Chances, and she was delightful, and everybody knew she was going to be a star because we were all shooting in Las Vegas, and everybody would say, you know, Sandy's really got it. There's something about her. There's something so charming and sweet and lovely about her. And she's really a fabulous person. Any time I bump into her now, she says, it all started with you, which is really a sweet thing to say.
It did all start with you. And you know what? A lot of people getting into books started with you, because we're getting tweets right now that people say, Jackie Collins' books are the first books that I've read, and I'm still reading them. This is a career that has been just to the moon and back. Are you delighted with your work, Jackie Collins?
I am. You know, I love every one of my books. They're like children to me. And I love my readers who read them and give me these fantastic comments. And, you know, it's because I do what I want to do. If I'm going to fail, I'm going to fail on my mistakes, not on somebody else's. So when I deliver a book to my publisher, they have seen nothing before I deliver it. What you see is what you get.
It's beautiful when you have the freedom to be able to do that and the intelligence to know.
Yes, and I realize I'm very fortunate to be able to do that, because a lot of writers are controlled by, you know, editorial people who want to change everything. But I won't do it. I don't want to do it for that. You know, I want to do it for my own pleasure and for my readers' pleasure.
Absolutely. I love that you write about such like intense women who can kick major ass. And I love that you're an absolute motivational speaker too, outside of the books, when you're like one-on-one right now. There's such an inspiration about you that I think people who are listening, especially young girls, are like, I can be anything I want to be. Wouldn't that be true?
Yeah, I try to be motivational. When I speak, I find myself saying to the women in the audience, you have to do something other than wait for some guy to come along and marry you. You have to have a career. You have to have something for yourself. And then you're not going to be sitting in a marriage and the marriage goes bad and then you have no resources, nothing to get out of that marriage with, especially if you marry somebody who turns out to be abusive. So girls have got to look out for themselves. It's no good going to the clubs in, you know, your Louboutins and your skirt that's so short you can't really see it's a skirt, and then jumping into bed with the first guy that asks you. That's not going to get you anywhere. You've got to be smart. You've got to be smart, and you've got to have respect for yourself.
Absolutely. You know, I tell my niece all the time, if you can't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love anybody else, because that's
exactly
just the truth.
This is so true. And you've got to like your own company. I love my own company because I'm there with my characters.
Absolutely. And you know what I love about your company is that you share it with all of your fans and they get to see a glimpse into Jackie's life, and we see how much you love Buddhas and crystal and
I know,
leopards.
And panthers, leopards and panthers, cheetahs, yeah.
What's one thing you can't live without, Jackie?
I think I can't live without, if it's a physical thing, it would be my family. I have a wonderful family, and they support me in all different ways. And if it was something else, it would be my iPhone.
Your iPhone. You know, yeah. I have a fun question here right now, and it says, what's in Jackie Collins' purse right now?
It's so funny you should ask me that, because I just did that article for Us Magazine where they say, what's in your purse?
Oh, really?
So I would have a teeny little Buddha and a teeny little panther, and then I would have my daughter's book, Playing Along, by Rory Samantha Green, which is up on Kindle, and that's a fun book, and I like to dip into it occasionally. And then I would have one of my other daughter's makeup bags, which says Single Girls Rock, and that's great, and lipstick, Kleenex, peppermints, brush. And that's a very full bag.
That is a very full bag. Now, I would love to have your daughter on, and I would love to talk about Playing Along.
Oh, yes.
That's fun.
Yes.
I love
it. It's a terrific book. It's not chick lick. It's more intelligent than that. It's about an American girl who goes to this concert, and there's this English rock star on stage, and she feels that he's looking right at her. Now, how many girls listening have felt that? You know, you think he's looking right at you. And then it, you know, it involves into a romance, and then they break up, and then they get back together, and it's just a really well-written book. I'm very proud of her.
Absolutely. Well, Jackie, stay with us just one moment, because Rolanda Watts is going to join us, and she's got a surprise for you. So we're going to be right back on Max and Friends. In the meantime, don't worry. Be happy. Get the book, The Sant'Angelos. It's out right now, and never fuck with a Sant'Angelo. We'll be right back with Jackie Collins. Hit it!
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're joining me for the first time, the divine Jackie Collins is here on Max and Friends. The book, The Sant'Angelo's a Novel, is out now. Never fuck with the Sant'Angelo. And of course, joining us now, that was the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Summer is here, everyone. So that's just going to be the theme song for this year. Rolanda Watts is back. Hey, Ro, how you doing, Auntie Ro?
I am doing fantastic, and you're not going to believe this, but I'm talking to you from Barnes & Noble at the Grove, where I just saw Jackie's book and her big poster up that she's coming here to speak and sign books.
Well, say hi to Jackie, because I know you have a surprise to tell her.
Hi Jackie, how are you?
I'm good.
Good
to talk to you again.
I know it's been years, and in fact, it was almost 20 years ago when you came on the Rolanda Show set, and yeah. I confess, you were the first person I told that I want to write a novel, and you told me if I wrote a page a day in 365 days, I would have that novel.
And I hope you've done that.
I've done it. We're picking out the cover. That's why I'm here at Barnes & Noble, just studying covers of romance novels, and it will be out. Destiny Lingers will be out in August. And in addendum to that, Jackie, I finished the novel at your nephew's restaurant, the Larchmont, Robert Cass, here in Los Angeles. So there's so much synergy. And Max, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my fabulous pleasure.
My pleasure.
Well, so great.
Jackie Collins, before we let you go, I love the advice you give to so many women out there with all of your books. Before we let you go, Jackie, what is some advice you want to give to girls over this summer?
Don't be too easy. Let them beg for it.
Let them beg for it. And the book against
Sant'Angelo's.
Yeah, right? That's all the girls.
Yeah,
but nonetheless, start out with a dangerous kiss, right, Jackie? That's the way we start.
Exactly. Well, it was great talking to you both, and Yolanda, lots of luck with your book.
Dangerous kiss, and we're going to end it with the lucky sentence, the read. Jackie, I love having you on, and I look forward to having you back when you have your personal autobiography.
Okay. Thank you,
Max. Right,
take care, everybody. Thank you so much, Jackie. Love you, darling.
Jackie Collins.
Bye,
darling. Rolanda Watts, isn't it so much fun to have Jackie Collins here?
Oh, my God. She is such a mentor. You know, when you meet somebody so successful in writing, because I've got to tell you, writing that novel was the toughest thing I think I've ever done, Max.
That's the truth. Well, before we continue this conversation, Ro, I got to let everybody know what they're listening to here tonight on LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. In just a moment, we're going to have Hunter Cross here. But Rolanda Watts, there's so much going on in your life. Congratulations on everything. You're just like in the flow of gratefulness, aren't you?
Well, you know something. Max. Sometimes you say crap helps gardens grow. Because, you may recall that my father passed 2 years ago and then my auntie passed. And it was a tough couple of years. And I just really put put the pedal to the metal and just really, I think I got through my grieving period by just working really hard. And so now on the other end of that, a lot of things are coming to fruition. You know, the novel's coming out and you can hear Sundays with Rolanda, my podcast, www.sundayswithrolanda.com. And you'll see me on Dr. Drew talking about some really good, juicy issues that we need to deal with as this nation and just a lot of good things going on.
There is. And you look good, girl. You look
good. Thank you, honey. Listen, got to just keep it going. Keep it going.
Keep it going because you're looking good. I said, Auntie Ro look fine. You better do your thing, girl.
Well, look back, you know what? You don't do anything alone in life. And I started this new wellness room where I'm getting to meet all kinds of wellness experts. And if you're near your computer, you can go to Rolanda, Rolonda. yourwellnessroom.com, and I'm going to give your listeners a 7-day free trial, to go over there and just jump into this room. I've got people who help with exercise, who help you with eating, if you have problems sleeping, if you're depressed or have anxiety. There's all kinds of good things in there. And, you know, I listen to the best, Mac, and just hope some of that great information falls off the turnip truck and benefits us all. But I think we're all trying to get healthy. You know?
Isn't it the truth? Well, we are. And you know what? The only way to really do it is to just focus and get into the breath and just be it and know that your life is big and you got to keep on reaching. Isn't that the truth, bro? Let your life be big, not your butt.
Exactly. And you know what? And it's also get your butt out of the way. And I don't mean that thing you sit on. I mean when you say, I would write that novel, but I just don't have time. I would go and do that, but I think I might be too, whatever. Get the butts out the way and just
it's
challenge
the truth.
Yourself.
Because you know what butt means? You know, butt means to me, forget what I just said, and now listen to what I'm going to say. Isn't that the truth?
Well, it negates any promise that things could be better or change because you don't even try.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's call Hunter Cross. Right now, we're going to get some hot topics on Max and Friends. So hit the Max and Friends hot topics. LA Talk Radio. LA Talk Radio, you know we're going to pick a topic and we're going to drop it here on Max and Friends. Hunter Cross is going to be with us in just a moment. And Hunter Cross, how you doing?
Great, how you doing?
Well, Rolanda's here, Hunter, so I know you all got some things to talk about because there's been some hot topics. Hey, you know what? Hey, Auntie Ro, I want to play this. Can you get our new hot topics on? We have a new segment, Auntie Ro, a new jingle, and I think you're going to love it. So I want to play it real quick.
Okay.
Hit the new jingle.
Okay.
So, you guys, what is the 411? What has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Tell me everything, Ro.
Tell me everything. Hi, Hunter. I'm Max.
Hey. Hey. How you doing, Ro?
So, you know, Auntie Ro, there's so many things going on, and I'm following you all the time, and you're always discussing the hot topics, and it's nice sometimes to just decompress from them, and that's what Hunter's been doing. So, Hunter, why don't you tell us about what you think, and I want Ro go off of what he's saying because it was an interesting conversation that we had today. So, Hunter, tell us about you're almost like boycotting the press. What's going on?
Oh, my God. I'm not boycotting the press. I'm just so disappointed in our news media and what they focus on. You know, as they say, if it bleeds, it leads mentality. You know, the tragedy in the church and the innocent people who got killed got twisted into some kind of a really strange political event where you had some groups of people denying that there was any racist overtones to what seems like a really overtly racist act. It just became a real peculiar political spectacle, and the media seemed to just feed on it. And then we saw, you know, as usual, CNN's 24-hour coverage of talking about the victims and their lives and that they liked apple pie and they liked to read and liked to walk in the garden. I mean, these people had loved ones. Everyone understands that. And it was a tragic event. But when they start with the schmaltz and the tugging at your heartstrings, instead of talking about the issues that are really going on, I tune out.
Well, Auntie Ro, you've been in the news industry forever. So what do you have to say to that?
Well, I think number one, the news industry didn't create this issue, and that's kind of like saying the refrigerator made me fat. No, most of the times, as you know, and I will admit that in this day and age, things get a little more sensationalized than normally. You know, I would think we would want to see the news, but this is a sensational issue. Race is a real issue in this nation. And it is something that we don't want to talk about because it is so painful and so uncomfortable to talk about. But guess what? We're not making it up that that boy walked in, or that man walked in there and sat down and prayed with those people and then got up and shot them. And what did he say? I'm there to shoot black people. So nobody's making up that this is a race issue. The man put it right there on the table. Now, I will admit that there are those who say, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Was it the mental illness that came first, or was it the racism that came first? Either way, I think there are two major issues, the two huge elephants in the room that we as American citizens and politicians alike are not dealing with, and that is the issue of racism and the issue of mental health issues, or the lack of the helping with mental health issues in this nation. Those are two things we don't want to talk about.
to things we don't take seriously, and they will continue to rear their awful heads until we do. So that's the way. And, you know, and I've been on Dr. Drew for the past 2 weeks talking about this. And mm-hmm. there are times, and I want you to, I want to say, I'm very proud of what executive producer Bert DeGrau and what Dr. Drew and his sensational panel is doing. They're really pushing the buttons. And I'm very proud to say it's not just black folks who are talking about this. It's all mm-hmm. folks who are talking about it, because this is more than just a black-white mental health issue. It's also an assault on humanity. And I think
well, that's the key word, though, Rolanda. That's the key word, is that humanity. I think, you know, Hunter and I were talking earlier, and it's, you know, we become the black, the white, and I was reading a book the other day from 1965, and they called the Asian yellow. So, you know, this has been a color issue for years and years. But Hunter, what do you have to say about it?
Well, I mean, we're shifting gears a little bit now to talking about the. You know, your racial identity. And, you know, it's interesting to me how the one's racial identity has become the kind of thing that somebody can even lie about and that people care about. I mean, if our goal is to be, is to treat people equally and to not think that it matters what their race is, it doesn't matter what their gender is, it doesn't matter whether they're gay or they're straight, or these are the, which we're looking or shooting for a time when these kinds of things will be just, oh, this is an employee with blue eyes, or this is an employee with brown hair, this is an employee who's gay. Hopefully someday we'll get to the point where it won't matter what your race is. But here we are in the news is now racial identity, and it matters. And somehow if you tell someone that you're one race or another and you're wrong, it's like you're a liar worthy of being dismissed from your job. Can you imagine if it was the same for hair color? You go into work every day as a brown-haired person, and then they discover that, in fact, you're blonde hair because somebody saw you in the gym locker room. Now you get fired because you lied about your hair color. And to me, it's the same if you lie about your racial identity or if you lie about how much you weigh or any of these things. They shouldn't matter.
Well, what do you
Why
have
do we
to
make
say, bro?
Well, what I say is, you know what three blondes are, buck naked with their heads thrown over the back of their ears? Three brunettes.
Right.
So identity is always. Listen, this whole passing thing as a one race to another is nothing new in America. But what is strange about it, what is remarkable about the Rachel Dolezal case, is the fact that we have rarely heard of a white woman passing as black. Most people who pass, or black folks passing as white, trying to get a better opportunity and better privilege in America, and that's sad in itself, to think that you have to deny your race to live a better life. That's
well, you know what I want to bring up real quick, Ro, is that we have a friend of ours who changed his last name from a very ethnic Latino name to something a little more, shall we say, Caucasian, Hunter? I mean, what? I don't even know what the name would be. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess an Anglo-ish name.
Right. We've had many people, including one of the presidents of CBS, who had a very Jewish name and changed his name to mm-hmm. Friendly to change their name so that they would have a better opportunity. This is nothing new. But like I said, it is almost jaw-dropping. I had almost took my breath away when I learned that a white woman in America was trying to pass as black. Now, let me tell you the problem that I have with that in one issue. Now, look, I know the black culture is a beautiful culture. We have people all over the world who appreciate and love this culture. And as embattled and embittered as we are, we greatly appreciate that. However, don't lie to be something else. And number two, it wasn't just the lying about the race. It was the lying about, you know, she flip-flopped being a white and a black woman just to, you know, to benefit herself. She, mm-hmm. she got in on grants as being a black woman, but then turned around and sued the black university, Howard University, because she said they discriminated against her as a white woman. Don't use your privilege back and forth. Number two, you don't even know what it's about being a black woman, and you need to mm-hmm. sit your happy ass down and talk to some sisters about what that really is. And number two, three, four, five, whatever number I'm on, how mm-hmm. dare you, or how dare we put a person in a position that they feel that they cannot help colored people, cannot help the advancement of colored people without being a colored person. All people. In fact, the NAACP was founded by Jewish people. You don't mm-hmm. have to be black to help the black or for people of other colors cause. Be a human, because if you are human, there's nothing that could be human that could be alien to you. So that's the issues that I have on that.
But you know, how come, hold on. Hunter, real quick, how come then when Eminem is out there doing his thing, do you feel that same passion and heat you do, Ro?
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I did a show today on www.sundayswithrolanda.com. That's my weekly podcast, and it's called Racial Confusion. And I've got a black man who wants to be white, I got a white man who wants to be black, and I got an Asian lady who underwent eyelid surgery to be more Western. And it is asking the question, how far will you go to be who you think you are? So this is
well,
anything.
Bruce went, Bruce went all the way to Caitlin.
Well, listen, somebody put up one of those memes the other day and had a little puppy dog looking there. He said, I'm Caitlin's cat. He had a little beagle puppy dog sitting up there. But it was, and now we've got the new phrases like suntan body lives can need matter too. You know, the bottom line is we are all human. The only reason we look different is because we had to survive in the different places on the earth that we are. But you cut us, we all bleed. We're all the same inside. And once we get to the fact that we are all alike, that we are unalike, we'll be far advanced, not only as a country, but as a world and as a group of human beings on this earth.
Hunter, hit it. I know you got something to say.
Well, yes, that was exactly my point, is that these racial categories that we assign to ourselves, they're simply human assignments. They don't really have any meaning. We're all human beings. And that's why I understand that this in particular individual at the center of this storm, that she's really not the poster child for an enlightened person who doesn't really see race or who just wants to morph in between races. I mean,
mental health issues again there too.
Yes, that's my point. She is a terrible person to be at the center of this storm, because unfortunately she's really not the right one to lead this charge. But I think, doesn't it seem to me that it would be optimal if we all didn't really care whether she was black or she was white or whether she was Asian or whether she was mixed, what percentage of her? I always thought it was remarkable that the president of the United States is considered a black president, and yet he's just as much white as he is genetically as he is black. And why does it make any difference? And why do we have to assign them to a category?
I tell you who assigned people to categories was the United States of America, who used to have on the books, there used to be something called the 136th rule. It may still be on the books. It says if you have one drop of black blood, then guess what? You are black. So guess what? Everybody is black. We all come from the nation of Africa. You got one drop of black blood in you anywhere, and you know you do, then you are black. My father looks Jewish. God rest his heavenly soul. He had a brother who looked Jewish as well. He decided, his brother, to pass as a white man, lived as a white man, married a white woman, had 5 white children, and it wasn't until he died, and those children were all grown up, that they realized that they are actually black people. Now, what do they do? We have the same grandmother. They live their lives as white people. I live my life as a black woman. We are the exact same family, but that is the way we identify. Am I mad at them? Hey, their mother was white. Why can't they be white? Am I upset that they don't choose to be black? Well, who am I falling into? Am I interrupting their choices, or am I impounding a stupid United States rule on them? Or is that rule that stupid after all? I mean, these are the kind of questions we have to have. With 15% of the couples in America now interracial, we're going to all be something. I mean, why can't I claim the Cherokee in me and all of a sudden I can go get grants and get any free education because I'm Native American? I mean, at what point, we have set up this, you know, we're the only, these two stories we've brought up, Max and Hunter, these two stories we've brought up, nobody else in the world deals with this kind of stuff but America. Nobody's dealing with the amount of gun shooting and people shooting up schools and churches and each other. And we don't deal with, and no other country deals with, you're from Sweden. Are you black or you're white Sweden? Are you red or you're green Parisian? I mean, it's just ridiculous. What we have done in this nation is we are drowning by the tradition and the very fabric of the racist attitudes and the lack of dealing with mental health that we've woven into the fabric of our flag, unfortunately.
Well, speaking of the flags, and we got to wrap this up quickly, but, you know, how do we break the pathology, Rolanda? And we got to wrap this up. So how do we break the pathology?
I think you keep the dialogue going. You keep the dialogue going until we start getting to a point where we can have a calm conversation. And a lot of racism is not malicious intent. It is just a lack of understanding and a lack of exposure. I don't want to call it ignorance, but that's basically what it is. That's what hatred is anyway. And I think we need to watch our own prejudice attitudes, because all of us are a little bit racist. All of us are.
Well, you know, as Dr. Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better. It's that simple.
That's right. And I've had to catch myself. I can't be prejudiced against all cops. I've really had to catch myself. We've all had to catch ourselves.
So I think
we keep the dialogue going and being aware and just be kind to each other. And just remember, as Auntie Maya said all the time, is I am human, and therefore nothing human can be alien to me.
It's the truth. Hunter, what do you say about breaking this pattern and pathology of racism in America?
Yeah, I really wish that it was possible to have a conversation. We aren't there in this country yet. And I completely agree with Rolanda that that's where we need to be. And that's what we need to be talking about. But when you have a political party that wants to deny that it exists, it's hard to have the conversation.
Cool. Well, we're going to have to continue this conversation. I'm Max and Friends. We got to wrap this up. Speaking of wrapping things up, wrap it up this summer, like Jackie Collins says. Have so much fun with those dangerous kisses. Get the book, The Santa Angelos, because it is your summer read. And hey, y'all, tweet me at Max Tucci, because we're giving away Confessions of a Wild Child, signed by Jackie Collins. Don't forget, tweet Jackie Collins and go see her this Wednesday at the Grove. Follow Rolanda Watts. She's on Twitter. She's on Instagram. She's Sundays with Rolanda. Hunter Cross is on Twitter, too, but don't follow him, because he's not going to follow you back. Speaking of following, follow me at Max Tucci. I love you all for listening. Have a wonderful week ahead.
LA Talk Radio.